But every second Monday, he comes in and just drops a nice couple of offerings on the table for us. Little food offerings, as they always are. It is our chef, Gavin Foreman. G'day, Gav.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, today, you've got one thing you've told me about already. Yep. One thing's a bit of a surprise. So, the surprise is coming first, yeah?
Yes, it is, because the second one, you won't be able to taste the first one after you taste the second one.
Okay, so can you just tell me what the second one is, firstly?
The second one is sambal, which is a chili blended with vinegar and sugar, vinegar and salt, but I've added ginger and garlic. Nice, all fresh, not cooked, just blended through.
And this is your own special homemade mix. This is not out of the shops in a packet or a container?
Well, as we were saying off air, it'd be great if people would start making their own paste, because you've got all the nice blenders and everything now. All you need to do is throw your ingredients in, zap them, pull them out.
And is your thought behind that, obviously it's more economical to do your own thing, but also you don't have any of the artificial
type
ingredients?
You don't have your MSGs, you don't have anything false in it, anything fake, preservatives, nothing like that. It's just fresh. Especially the chili, because I grow them myself, so...
Well, you're already in front there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the recipe for that will be on our website a little later today, but you've got the surprise there, so...
I do.
Hit us with the surprise.
You're going to really like this, so...
That's what they all say, says it every week.
Just have a smell and you tell me.
Oh, it's a donut.
It's a cinnamon donut.
Okay, that's a win right there.
I thought that would be a win, because donuts are really simple to make. Even the holes are really easy to make.
the holes more so. So did you make this or did you buy this in the shop?
I made that.
You made that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I've got a question for you. Have you ever made donuts?
No.
How do you think they're cooked?
How are they cooked, Gav?
Will they be cooked in a pan and an oven? What do you think?
You're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
Deep fried.
Yeah. Okay.
They're deep fried in oil, like you would your chips.
Yeah.
So it's really simple. You make a batter, flour, sugar, yeast.
I thought you were going to come up with a special non-unhealthy way to do it. But
oh, no. This is just pure...
Pure indulgence.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I do, I didn't bring the centres in because I punch the centres out and I fill them with jam after I've cooked them. So I do the little jam donuts, which is the tiny little centres, and then the cinnamon donuts.
That's amazing what you do, isn't it?
Well, yes.
You can
have a taste of that one. Oh, you're gonna
I'm going to save that for later.
You're going to save that. You're going to have some of the sambal.
Yep.
You did really well with the chili the other week, so I thought...
Oh, that was fine. That's not a problem. Oh, that's right. We had all the different ones. Yeah. That's fine.
I just wanted to know what you think of the paste.
All right, so I'll give this a smell for... No, that's probably bad, because that'll put... If you don't like the smell...
Remember the chicken livers?
There is a theory that you... I don't know if this is how true this is. Oh, too much?
No, that's fine.
Okay, I'll just... I went for half a teaspoon and you looked at me as if I was about to self-combust. Is that probably a little bit better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
There is a theory, I don't know how true it is, that you tend not to like the foods you don't... The taste of foods you don't like the smell of.
There's a Scandinavian specialty called fermented shark, and it's supposed to smell terrible and taste terrible. So there is some things that smell terrible that do taste nice. The jackfruit, pawpaw, different things. The smell terrible, taste great.
Okay. Well, let's give this a try. This is Gav's homemade recipe, so we'll try it. You probably need to keep talking while I do that.
That's okay. As I said, it's just a blend of chilies, salt, vinegar, garlic, ginger.
Yes, it is. I like it. It's very warm.
Yeah, it's cool. As I said, you were going to have a whole teaspoon.
Oh, I wasn't thinking straight, was I?
No, because that's the one. You all right?
Oh, I'm all right. No, I liked it. It was very warm.
No, because it's got flavour. It's not just heat. I made three bowls of noodles and used one teaspoon.
See, I don't like something that's just hot without the flavour.
Yeah.
If it's flavoursome and hot, I'm fine with it.
Well, see, you got the sugar. I gave you a nice treat to start with. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just don't look fine.
No, I'll give you the nice treat to start with and then the chili. But it is. It makes something different. And you think about how little you had and how much is in that jar. That would last...
A
very long while. So then you get more flavour, you get better ingredients. You're much better off making your own stuff.
And Gav, once again, thank you for that. I'll probably need to stop talking before I lose what voice I have. We'll catch you in a fortnight.
Aren't you glad I stopped you taking the whole half teaspoon?
Yeah, all right, and the donut. Well, I was listening to what you had to say. Yeah. I was going to shove the whole thing in there. I'll have the donut a bit later.
That's okay.
Good thing you've got a six-minute song now. As we continue up to midday on 2NURFM with Fleetwood Mac.